Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and joining me in the studio this morning, I have Jill LaCrone and Jewel LeBlanc, both here from Baranoff Elementary, to talk about getting kids into Baranoff Elementary and a discussion that's coming up about how to make that transition a little smoother for parents and families. Thank you both for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning. And thanks for having us here.
Always a pleasure to have you guys on air. So for this dialogue that's coming up, this is not just the Sitka School District that's putting on this sort of event. This is bringing in some of the big guns, too, to have this conversation.
Absolutely. We think it's a pretty important topic because we really want to help our community dig into this topic. So Jewel is going to talk about who's coming and the importance of it.
All right.
So we're working with the Association of Alaska School Boards, AASB, and they host a series of different family dialogues across all of Alaska. And so they're coming to Sitka specifically to help host a family dialogue around the transition from early child care into kindergarten, or the lack of early child care into kindergarten. We're seeing both in Sitka because of how child care is around the whole nation. And we've had many conversations around that in our whole community. And knowing that this is an issue, something that we see common with our kiddos of, do they actually get child care from age 3 all the way to 5, or do they not, poses a lot of problems once they come into kindergarten. And this is a one step forward into figuring out, knowing this is an issue, what can we as a district do to help support families coming into kindergarten with or without early child care experience.
Got it. Yeah, to try to, because I imagine, yeah, for those little kids, if you're, you know, just hanging out maybe with your caregivers or even your siblings versus coming in now to a whole big group of kids. It's a pretty overwhelming change.
Definitely.
So to try to bridge that gap. And that's pretty cool that the Alaska Association of School Boards is coming in just as, you know, a statewide entity. They've got a lot of different ideas from a lot of different districts coming in. So is this, how's the kind of the format for this sort of discussion happening? Is it going to be pretty controlled of, like, in this aspect we're going to talk about whatnot and moving on, or is it a little more of a free-for-all? Like, how's it going to work?
Yeah. I think it's going to be pretty cool.
It is really responsive to all styles of communication and individuals. So the format of it will be at Kikuchin Elementary in the NPR. There will be a facilitator, Shakshani Ish, from Juno, who will help set the stage and the tone, and everyone who's joining there will have the opportunity to participate as much or as little as they would like. He'll pose questions, and then it'll go around in a circle format, answering the question and bouncing off ideas. They then have a note taker who's helping take down what everyone's saying, and then after that point, they do a harvest. So they take everything that was said, and they put into this beautiful document that shares to the whole community, this is what came out of this dialogue.
Right. I gotta imagine it's a good way for you know, other parents to connect with each other. I mean, you have your own, you know, personal circles and acquaintances, but there's likely a lot of other people in the community, young families that are trying to figure out the same thing. It feels like a great connecting event as well.
And I'll add too, we have a lot of grandmas and grandpas, aunties, uncles, foster care families. Just so many different types of families in Sitka, and this is a chance for all those families to come into one space and share what is it that they need from the school district to feel more supported through this transition.
So everyone basically who has a hand in raising young kiddos and getting them prepped for life in school.
Yeah. Absolutely, because it starts here, and we want to hear how we can help all of our families to be successful in this transition, because it is the first step into their lives. And so I felt like this format was really exciting. We were on a conference call the other day, and I was pretty intimidated about the, you know, how it was going to be set up. But when they went through what they were going to do, it felt really welcoming. So I was excited about that format.
Awesome.
And we also will have dinner provided and child care.
Excellent.
Any families who are seeing barriers, we can also provide taxi vouchers. So, yes, free food for dinner, childcare, taxi vouchers, just to bring in as many families as we can.
And this is coming up next Tuesday, the 13th. What's the time commitment? I'm assuming over dinner, since we have dinner
so
provided.
From 5:30 to 7.
Okay. Is there, so with those topics that from that you said that idea harvest of the distillation of this conversation, is this is going to be available for potentially future meetings, future like points of a directions of attack of like where to focus next?
Where exactly. Are these? Okay. Yeah. And I think with the community health goal with childcare right now, mm-hmm. it's going to work hand in hand, really just to help support the issue of childcare in Sitka. We can't fix that overnight. And mm-hmm. so we're trying to provide these opportunities for the community to share what they need so we can help that transition into kindergarten be a little bit smoother. And on top of that, I think it gives the district a chance for staff, teachers, paras, administrators to hear from families what they're experiencing and then take that information and put it into action or be a better support as much as they can.
Yeah, have a little more context to where these kids are coming in from if they have an idea of, what was happening. Because, I mean, you can probably ask, little Jimmy coming in, but he's probably not going to give the most in-depth and accurate answer of, like, so what's happened through years 0 through 5? So
exactly. We want to hear from families. Awesome. And like Jewel said, families come in all shapes and sizes, and we want to hear from everyone.
For folks who aren't able to maybe to make it in for one reason or another, is this going to be just a one-time event? Is there going to be potentially like a follow-up conversation? Or is there a way for folks to just, throw their 2 cents into the ring if they're not able to make it in person?
That's a great question. So this actually came up last week with another individual, and we are going to put out some sort of digital survey in some format. We'll probably do the dialogue first and hear what comes out and then do follow-up surveys as well. So those who can't attend in person have that opportunity. Right. But we definitely encourage in person for this type of format with the dialogue.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like a really great thing to have happen, especially taking into account, I feel like there's so many news stories we're hearing with communities all over the place that childcare is that big issue, the big impediment. I like that the district is saying, like, okay, yes, we do know this is the big hurdle, but what are the smaller steps we can build along the way to try to make that happen?
Yeah.
And I think it takes a village. It takes a community mm-hmm. for sure. Baranoff has been doing kindergarten transition camps, which has been a proactive solution to try and help get students up to speed if they have any sort of developmental or educational supports or needs of support. So they've already been doing a lot of this, and this is just another chance to hear from families what else they might need, and then also to open the door for community partners and mm-hmm. how else can we all work together in this community to help families in that transition.
Okay. And would you encourage, families of maybe kids who've, maybe already graduated of like, or is this for families are more in this age bracket, more having younger kids? Is there like,
we've been saying up to second grade. Okay. So families who have students through second grade and they've gone through that Baranoff transition.
Okay. Yeah. I think that's what we want to look at right now. Just kind of their fresh ideas of what's going on.
Yeah. That more recent transition. And then I guess a more recent experience for mm-hmm. what's happening in town.
Yeah. Because things that have changed a lot.
Yeah. And then families who haven't been a part of the district at all, who have kiddos 0 to 5 or 0 to 4, are mm-hmm. absolutely welcomed. Even if they don't have necessarily ideas to bring to, this is how it went, this is what I would recommend, or this is a success that I saw. We want those ideas too of what will it look like to have a positive transition experience into kindergarten and first grade.
Yeah. Just idea gathering and experience gathering. So get to lay the land and see how to help the community. You said it takes a village. It takes everyone pitching in to get all these little ones set up for success when they, get to be big kids and head into school.
Absolutely.
Well, gosh, we're just about out of time, but thank you both for coming in this morning, Jill and Jewel. So this meeting is coming up next Tuesday, December 13th, 5:30 to 7 p.m., Kiku Shaheen Multipurpose Room.
Yes, with dinner and childcare provided.
Perfect. And is there anything that parents should bring with besides, or just ideas?
Just ideas. Excellent. And a willing willingness to listen to each other.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I'm excited to see what comes out of this, to see these different problem-solving avenues that are going to be created. Thank you again for coming in this morning, Jill LaCrone and Jewel LeBlanc. Hope you have a great turnout with kiddos and families next Tuesday.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.